Good evening, everyone. This is the PMB Programming Committee. Friday, September the 25th. And I think we're going to start a little bit late, but we're starting. So, Nancy, would you...
do the roll?
Well, we've done the roll call. Yeah, we have to do a roll call. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to call the names?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it? Do we have to do the roll call again?
We just did it already, didn't we?
No,
yes,
fine, folks. We need to do it for the stream.
Okay. Okay. Alan, I need to text somebody the number.
Okay, I will do the roll call. I will do the roll call.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you.
Okay, Alan is present. Is Rodrigo Argueta here?
No.
Can't hear you. Virginia Browning? Can't hear you. Jim Brown?
Here.
Thank you, Jim Brown. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Benito. Vanessa? No. Jose Fuentes? No. Ronald Sprintersbach?
Here. Just turn on the sound.
Eric Rainey?
Rainey, present.
Thank you, Eric. Lawrence Reyes?
Come back in 10.
No. No. John Riley? John Riley? I'm not hearing John Riley. Shereen Roberts?
12 minutes.
Not hearing Shereen Roberts. Janet Coleman? Not hearing Janet Coleman. Alana Portman? Not hearing. Mike Lewis?
Mike, they're calling your name. Can you say present? Did you hear it, Teresa? Did you hear him?
I believe I do. Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
Thank you. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
I'm heaven.
Thank you. Nancy Zabara-Naratomi.
Present.
Okay. There was only, I thought at one point that John Riley was on, but I did not hear him say. Otherwise, I've just called roll. Okay. Mr. Chair? Mr. Diaz?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. So let me just say that Jose Luis Fuentes sent an email to the PMB, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago or something like that, saying that he's going to be out of town traveling for the next few weeks. So, and requested excused absence, I guess.
I move that you excuse Jose Fuentes.
I'm sorry,
Mr. Chair, perhaps there's no objection.
Oh, so you move?
I move that we excuse Jose Fuentes.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection?
No, no objection.
Hello, Nancy.
I'm not hearing any agree.
Yeah, objection, yeah. He's already removed from the committee.
Well, Jose Luis?
Yeah, he said he has another committee on the same Friday nights, and it's very hard. But right now, I think he's in Vietnam. But anyway, he hasn't come in a long time, and I gave him the proper procedure, you know, and asked him by phone and by email and everything, and he hasn't come. But so he's off. Unless you want to
ask, do we need to vote on this?
No, I sent him, and I sent the committee, he's been warned, and he didn't come, so he's missed lots of times. He's only come once.
Okay, and it's my understanding that Vanessa also resigned?
Yes, Vanessa resigned. And Steve Pudd was removed, because he's too busy, he couldn't.
Okay. So, Nancy, could you read items that were left over from the previous meeting?
Yes, from the August 21st meeting, there was a plan for a working group discussion with Eric, Jim, and Lawrence, and they did meet, but then they canceled it because nobody else got on. And so,
what was the work group about?
Excuse me, the working group about program ownership. So anyway, and I had waited too long to listen to the meeting, so it was too late.
Nancy, you don't need to explain. Just a list. If you can list the items, and then we can go from there.
Okay. There are three items that we did not do yet that were put on the last meeting, and one was about the monthly LSB show, and then the number two is the LSB town hall meeting on the air live, and then the third item was the GM and the PD report of monthly report to the listeners, and half of the time needs to be for call-ins.
I didn't understand that last one.
Well, according to the foundation's job description of the GM, the general manager, he's supposed to do a monthly report to the listeners on the air.
And I
don't remember if PD was included, but I would think so. Usually at our station they do together. But anyway, half the time is reserved for comments or questions from the listeners. So I put that on because we used to do that.
Who is the GM? Is that Prophet?
No, GM is general manager. John Prophet is the ED, the executive director.
Okay. So the general manager, that the GM is just the station manager, right?
Yes, station manager. That's part of their job description. They're supposed to give a once-a-month report to the listeners, and half the time is supposed to be reserved for listeners to call in with their comments or questions.
Is that supposed to be at this on the meeting?
Hold up. We can't be having this back and forth like this. And folks need to, say their name and have to be put on the stack so that we can have an orderly kind of meeting.
Okay.
So let's hold up for a minute. What we're doing right now is listing the items on the agenda. We don't need no explanation right now. So what we do need is those are the four items.
Three items from last time that we did not touch. There was also something that Mike had brought up last time, but we had not received information from him, so that's still on the list of things to do. It's underwriting discussion. And I had brought two more items to be considered and for the committee to consider and make the agenda tonight. I mean, you don't have to pick the same things. You can just, pick something different or...
But you're saying you got two items of new business. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, new business, yes. And if the committee thinks any of these things are more, should have priority of time, they can... That's their your pleasure. You can do that. The first new item is a... have journalism students do stringers or reporting and organize for the news and give them recognition in their school as soon as possible. Let the journalism students come and go out and get a story and put deliver it on the news. And number two is recommend a show. It's called Open Journal at our station. And what it is it's a very nice show where we let people of the community come on and do a show. And all we do is provide the producer. But it could be a 30-minute or 1 hour, and it was developed or designed by our former program director, Otis McClay, and it's really, really nice. That way people, nonprofits come on, and individuals, they have...
Okay, but you're going into an explanation. We can't get into that right now.
Well, Ms. Allen for the chair.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, can you describe the agenda for this evening?
what is on the agenda? Do we have to approve minutes from, I mean, is minutes approval on the agenda?
That's
no, because I haven't written last month's minutes yet. I mean, the others I have, but not this one.
Can someone tell us what the agenda is so we can approve
that's
it?
That's what I just said, Teresa. These are three items left from last month.
I'll read what I have and Nancy, you correct
me. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, number one, program ownership work group. Number two, LSB show. Number three, on-air LSB town hall show, something like that. Number four, GM and TV monthly on-air reports. Five, underwriting. And six, the minutes. Not in any particular order. And then two items of new business, which is journalism reporting by students and a community show, maybe called Open Journal. Something like that. Is that accurate, Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, can I hear a motion to accept the agenda, number one, and then if people want to add and amend the agenda, that's fine. But can I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Okay. Mr. Chair, before we vote on this, this is Alan. May I ask a question?
Of course.
Okay. Is there any time limit on each of these items? Because I would like to know when we anticipate this meeting to end.
Good question.
Well, Teresa, I think you asked a very appropriate question. It's 9:28 right now. The meeting's supposed to end in an hour.
Okay. So that means 10 minutes to each of these items, approximately?
Do you want to make that suggestion?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps there's no objection, Mr. Chair?
Well,
a point of information. This is Nancy.
Yes, yes.
If the committee thinks that the most important one, I mean, so many of these things, if they'd like to pick the most important one and just work on that and then maybe another one if we have time.
Nancy, we can't run a meeting where we just, if you want to amend the agenda to only include X number of the items already identified, then that's fine, and then you can assign time to that. If other people want to add other items, they can do that as well, but we have to do either one or the other. And I suggest we do this quickly so we can move on.
This is Ronald. Can I move that we just pick two items? Because I don't think we have time to do others.
Okay. So do you have a suggestion? Which item?
Well, I haven't been around long enough to be smart enough to say that.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just brand new to this committee.
This is Jim. Benito, can you very quickly just list the items again?
Okay. So number one, program ownership work group.
Okay.
Number two, LSB show. Number three, on-air LSB town hall show. Number four, GM and PD monthly on-air reports. Number five, underwriting. Six is minutes, but we already said we don't have any. And then two items of new business, which is journalism reporting by students, and number two would be generically Open Journal show, a show for community folks.
Point of information, Benito.
Yes.
Whoever this is, there. What would the ownership work group? I mean, what discussion would that involve?
Well, I'm not in a position to answer. maybe someone who a volunteer for that group could speak to that, Eric. Could somebody answer, Eric? No?
It occurs to me that there's really nothing to discuss. I mean,
okay.
We already decided that there's a work group and nobody showed up.
So no one here on the call is aware of what that item is about. Is that what
programming under ownership is clear, but just the word work group has been added, and that kind of confuses it. At least to me, it does. We already have the work group. We already know who's on there. It's just a subject that needs to be defined.
Point of information?
No.
Teresa?
Alan with a point of information. If yes, no sir. One from the work group is prepared to report on the issue of ownership, let's move on and say let's not discuss it. So I guess, Mr. Chair, can you ask if anyone wants to speak about that? And if not, we will not discuss it.
Okay. So is anyone ready to talk about this?
No.
This is Ronald. Could somebody please define what ownership is about?
That was the point of the subgroup. I mean,
that was the point. Folks, no one is ready to report, as Teresa has suggested, so let's move on.
Okay.
We have nothing to say about it.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
I'm sorry.
May I be recognized?
Sure.
I would like people to speak up on any of the topics that were mentioned, and the first two people that suggest the topic, let's discuss those two items. Perhaps you could ask Mr. Chair if anyone has a pressing desire to speak about any certain topic that had been previously mentioned.
Eric to the stack. Or maybe recognize Benito.
Go ahead, Eric.
I would like us to have some discussion of program ownership. I mean, the format we have for the subgroup apparently is not workable. It's not doable. We originally had it on the agenda for the full committee, but we ran out of time. And then Lawrence...
So are you prepared to report on what the subject matter is? Can you explain to us what the subject matter is?
I can.
Okay. So then that's... Okay, so program ownership. That's the first item we'll discuss. Are there any other issues that of those listed or some others that have not been identified so far that folks want to discuss this evening?
This is Alan. If no one else wants to, I will discuss underwriting. But if there is no other desire, then we will leave it for some other time.
Okay. Any other?
Nancy, I'm tech.
Nancy.
Are we on program under ownership, whether Pacifica owns it or whether the programmer owns it or it's a combination of both
or the local station? All three, I'm sorry, all of the above.
Yes. We're not going to get into a discussion about the item at this moment. We're just trying to identify which are the issues that we are going to discuss during this meeting. So we've identified two so far. Are there any other items that folks would like to have on the agenda tonight? Hearing none, then I suggest we move on.
Yes.
Can I hear a motion to approve the agenda with these two items?
I move that we approve the agenda. Alan moves that we approve the agenda to discuss these two items.
Nancy on the stack. We've had a lot of time in this committee talking about underwriting, and Mike Lewis was supposed to send a lot of things, and he said he did, but we did not receive them.
Nancy, Hold on. We have a motion.
Yeah, I object. We've spent so much time on underwriting. I'd like us to do something a little more different. And we're missing one person that was supposed to bring a lot of information for it. So.
Well, we have someone here that does want to discuss it, and they are present. And if they want to put it on the agenda, they have the right to make that suggestion. If people want to vote against it, they can. Right now, I'm asking that we approve an agenda. I don't care what it is. Teresa suggested that we approve. She moved that we approve an agenda of two items. Program ownership, number one. Underwriting, number two. Now, either folks can amend her motion, or we should move on and vote.
Hello, this is Lawrence.
And people can vote for or against.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Well, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hi. Sorry I was late. I was taking care of some union business.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Alan. May I speak?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. Nancy, we asked who wanted the second item. You did not say anything, and I said if no one wants it, then we will discuss underwriting, because you did not say anything. Perhaps the chair can ask one more time if there is anyone on this call that wants to discuss any specific item.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. So, for the last time, we have Teresa made a motion that we approve an agenda composed of two items. Those items are program ownership and underwriting.
I think I have a point of order here.
Eric, give me a second. I'm going to ask for the last time, does anyone want to add anything else on the one hand, or do they have a problem with the items that are on the draft agenda or the motion right now?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Eric.
You mentioned or you suggested that program ownership would involve a report out from the committee. There is, if that's the basis for discussing it, I'll just withdraw.
No, Eric, you said that you thought that was problematic because the committee did or didn't meet or whatever, and that you wanted us to discuss the issue itself and scrap that the work group element of that.
Okay.
If I understood you correctly.
Okay.
So I thought that we put the item on the agenda as simply program ownership, period.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sorry.
So for the last time, we have a motion on the table.
I second the motion. Eric does.
Yeah, we don't need a second in committee, but fine. So I'm going to go through this one last time, and then we're going to take a vote, folks. We have a motion. Teresa, you want to repeat your motion?
My motion was that we accept to discuss, with what little time we have left, two items, and the two items that have been suggested were program ownership and underwriting.
Okay. So, folks, I think we've discussed this quite a bit. Nancy, can you take the vote?
Perhaps there is no objection,
in favor of this agenda, or is there? Yes, thank you, Teresa. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, that's the agenda at 9:40. So, can we move on? Program ownership. Eric, do you want to, or does anyone else want to, lead and start that discussion?
I can give an introduction if that will suffice. Mr. Chair and other members, it had come to, it was brought to our attention, or to the attention of the board through the programming committee at PFW, that there was a dispute as to who actually, quote-unquote, owned the program, or how it could be used, if the programmer had to sign a release, literally ownership. Could the station do what they wanted to? Mr. Chair, I may need a little, or either Jim, I might need a little bit of assistance in terms of clarifying what the issue was, but it did come up. The local programming committee tried to fashion the blueprint for what ownership would be, but the point of it, the point of it being mentioned here or brought up is we had made a proposal, at least I did, I know at least probably one other member did, for us to go into the area of syndication. And I was told by the GM that this issue of ownership had come up again, and it wasn't able to be solved at the local level. So I then determined that if we got clarification or got a blueprint from the national board, we could move one way or the other rather than stuck in this holding pattern. So I brought it up, or took a position of what I thought ownership should be or who had it, but that's just merely mine, and I'm interested in hearing discussion from, I think the stations, at least ours, is entitled to have a discussion from this committee to make a determination so we can move forward in one direction or the other. That's the basis of it being brought up.
Okay, Jim, give me a second. Yeah, Jim, I recognize you in a second. I just want to be clear. Eric, since you're saying you brought this up, can you define what you mean by program ownership, and who do you think should own the program?
Okay, it wasn't really my phrase. I heard it in the committee, the local programming committee. That's when I first heard the phrase, program ownership. So I'm just using their terminology. A position of the programmers would be that they literally owned it, and the network could not move forward with it one way or the other without the programmers' permission. That's my understanding.
Point of information?
He's giving his recollection.
My view of it was somewhat different.
There's a point of information, Benito, by Adriana, I think.
And Lawrence to the sec.
Okay. So, Adriana, you have a point of information? I didn't hear you.
Yes. I'm trying to understand.
So, and then Jim, and then Lawrence.
I'm trying to understand what the point is, because we are talking about ownership. If I don't mistake, this is the Pacifica Foundation. Every radio, the five stations that are part of the Pacifica Foundation, doesn't own anything, not even the license. No any programmer, no any program that use the microphones, and the foundation can say that they own anything, unless that is a program that we brought from outside the foundation and we are paying for the program, like some of the programs that we have. But saying that somebody that is being given a microphone, a facility, and a time to, are being facilitated to make a program that goes to the foundation radio waves, I don't understand how we can discuss who owns the program. I don't think that there's any ownership there, because if the foundation doesn't give you a microphone, you don't know anything. You can talk to yourself at your house. I don't understand that. I mean, this, you know, this is what I see, that this is going the same way with every asset of this foundation. The foundation opened the doors, and people immediately had the idea that they own something. Even the privilege. I believe that from before we said that having a microphone at the Pacifica Foundation is a privilege. It's not a right.
Okay. Adriana.
Yes.
Adriana, if I may. You know, a point of information is a question, a request.
That's
for
right. I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand what ownership means. Ownership of what? I don't understand what ownership of what.
Lawrence, for the sec.
And Jim.
Okay, so Jim is first, and then Lawrence. Jim, go ahead.
The question at our last meeting was just that, exactly who owns the programming, and who could find the documentation that would spell out exactly what the foundation's position is on program ownership, so that we can dismiss a lot of the questions that many programmers across the foundation has about whether they own their program or not. For instance, I produce a program, and I produce it.
Okay, how about this one?
I produce it not using any of Pacifica's equipment. I use my own equipment.
All backwards.
And then I send it to the station, and the station airs it. Okay? So, I understand exactly what we're saying, but I need to find some detailed information that spells it out for us clearly, so we really understand what our positions are.
Okay. Lawrence?
Yes. So, first of all, I don't feel comfortable discussing this. We attempted to have a task force meeting, and only me and Jim showed up, and Eric, I believe, Eric Rainey and Jim and myself, and we were on the call for a little while waiting for folks to join. But it seems to me that our programming is essentially owned once we do a mic check. And once we archive it, that, you know, it belongs to us at all the archives, you know. So I don't see why we were even discussing this without having, you know, met and really tease this thing out as to, you know, how we're going to proceed by, you know, talking to, you know, the PDs and the GMs and getting the input of the programmers in regards to this. So, you know, other than that, you know, I think, like Ariana was saying, if it's a program from the outside that we're you know, using or renting, then that obviously that program is not ours. But if it's something that goes on our air and there's a mic check and it gets archived, then it's you know, it's essentially our programming. So, you know, I don't see the reason why to continue this discussion unless, you know, we agree to really hash this out in a more thorough way in regards to the question of program ownership.
A point of information, Mr. Chair.
Well, go ahead, Eric, and I'd like to ask, I have a point of information myself, actually.
Excuse me, this is Virginia Browning from Berkeley. I'm sorry, KPFA, I'm sorry I'm late. I just joined the call.
Hi,
okay.
Virginia.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Chair, may I?
Yeah, the floor, and you have the point of information, and I wanted to ask Lawrence a question as well.
I probably need to let them go.
Virginia, and somebody else came on a minute or two. Did someone else come on?
No. That was it. It was just Virginia, and that was it. I think before we ask a lot of questions, I think we need to let Lawrence finish his point. I think the two of us will kind of...
Okay, I'm sorry. I
thought Lawrence was finished. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm finished.
Did you finish?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, am I on the air? Is it coming to me? Mr. Chair,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
May I put a motion on the floor that would, in effect, just combine what Jim said with what Lauren said to the effect that if we have an item that is prepackaged, say, by an outside production company, that is...
No, I think that kind of motion would be out of order based on what Lawrence just said. If I may, Mr. Chair...
Yeah, I'd like to ask the question of Lawrence as well.
We haven't taken, the task committee has not taken a position on anything yet because we're doing research. And we're still in the midst of doing research to get the proper documentation that will spell out exactly what we think should be or what we think it is.
Well,
Adriana?
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, and then I'd like to say something. Well, can I just ask a question of Lawrence so I can understand what's happening here?
Go ahead.
And then Adriana, I think, had the floor. And Eric wants to make a motion. I just want to be clear. Lawrence, when you were speaking, you kept on referring to us and our. I'm trying to be, can you clarify who would be referring to?
What? Well, us, the programmers that are on our air, and ours, it'll be archived in our archives. So that essentially means that programming that we air on our air, that the programmer produces, our programmers, not the ones that Eric was talking about in regards to, an outside package item, which is a show from the outside, that if we don't buy, it's not ours, of course, we're just airing it. So I would
like to understand. Am I understand you? Do I understand you correctly, Lawrence? I think I hear you saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that if a programmer on X Pacifica station produces a show and it is aired on any one of those five stations, then it is that show is the property of the station. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I think, yeah. I mean, I would argue that.
Then Lawrence has one position. I think I hear Jim saying the opposite. Or maybe it depends on the space.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I just don't understand. So someone had, I think I'm the
animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to start with, the only way that we can say that the program doesn't belong to the foundation is like in specific cases, we keep repeating, we can give other examples, but it's very clear if we talk about Democracy Now! That everybody knows. It's something that is being done somewhere else, and the foundation make an agreement with the producers or the makers of that show. Doesn't matter how, but they arrive to a conclusion how will be aired
and if it's any exchange for money or whatever for that. Those are the only programs that are not owned by the Pacifica Foundation. The rest of the programs are all Pacifica Foundation programs. And what Lawrence was saying is very clear. Why? It's the same reason why the Pacifica Radio Archive can have part of those programs and in 20 years, 50 years, or whenever, can say, this is Pacifica Foundation programming, and we can, you know, distribute this or offer this, because all of that belongs to the Pacifica Foundation. What I don't understand how we get this murky water. What are we discussing here? This is programming committee, and programming committee, I believe, that is not in his purview of this committee. The programming committee is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Foundation, the Pacifica National Board of Directors. It means that we cannot legislate from here. We cannot offer any strange ideas and what we believe that who owns or doesn't own this or that. That has nothing to do with the purview of this committee, of any other committee. What we can discuss is about programming. Know who owns, because the only owner here is the Pacifica Foundation, unless, and that is very clear legally, unless we have a contract with somebody else, and then we decide, or the Pacifica Foundation decides how to put that program on the air. That is the only way that the program doesn't belong to the Pacifica Foundation. If not, Pacifica Foundation, through their governance body, through their executive directors, general managers, programming directors, or whoever make the decisions, can decide to do with that program whatever they want. Keep it in the air, put that program at different times, offer that program to different stations.
Much better.
That is not, that doesn't belong, those programs doesn't belong to anybody else more than the Pacifica Foundation.
No,
that is legally.
Adriana, I think
Wait, first of all, somebody, folks need to mute their phones. Somebody, I hear some background voices. That's the first thing.
Okay.
And Eric is trying to, wanted to make a motion. I don't know if you still want to do it or what, Eric.
I do. Mr. Chair, if I may, I'm going to slightly disagree with Adriana. I think this is within the purview. I think issues involving programming are properly before this committee. I wasn't trying to get this committee to impose a position one way or the other. The point was to make a recommendation to the national board to confirm or to either determine that exactly what we said, that if something was prepackaged by a production company, that's one thing, but anything else going into our archives or over our airwaves is essentially the property of the foundation and or its stations. So, Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd like to make a motion to that effect, stating that this is, I mean, programming going out over our airwaves is essentially the property of the foundation, and ask if we can refer this to the national board, which will make that an official policy.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, if I may, I'm asking more like a point of
Mr. Chairman. Eric, they're not our airwaves. They're public airwaves.
Well, let me rephrase it then. Let me withdraw the word airwaves.
Our airwaves.
Folks, can we Eric is making a motion. He has the right to word it the way he wants. If we have a disagreement with the wording, then we can suggest amendments or whatever, you know.
I move that we make a recommendation to the national board that says, in effect, that programming that utilizes the frequency of our stations or the call letters of any of our stations, that that programming be considered the property of Pacifica and or its stations. And that would be a recommendation based on a vote here that we would make to the National Board, which would confirm that point of view.
Teresa Allen, point of information.
Teresa?
Is the secretary taking that? Has the secretary taken that down so that if it has to be read back, we have it?
Yeah, I'm writing it, but it's funny. The programming that's used only on Pacifica State is the property of Pacifica, but that sentence needs to be wordsmithed because we're doing outside shows that we pay for.
No, Teresa, wait a minute, Nancy, you can't do this. This is Eric's motion. He has the right to word it however he wants to word it. I wrote it down. I'm going to read it. Move that we recommend that the programming committee recommend to the PMB that programming that uses call letters of our stations should be considered the property of Pacifica or our stations. Is that correct, Eric?
Yes, and or, yes.
I'd like to second the motion. This is Ronald.
Yeah, well, one second, please, Ronald. Nancy, do you have that?
I move that we recommend, we means the programming committee, PMB Programming Committee recommends to the Pacifica National Board that programming that is broadcast on call letters of Pacifica stations be considered the property. Did we use that word? Did you use that?
That's fine.
Be considered the property of Pacifica and or our station.
Uh-oh. Okay. The property of the Pacifica station and or...
Pacifica and or our station.
And or individual
our
stations?
And or its
our?
Stations. And or its
and
stations.
Or, okay, its stations.
Its stations, okay.
Right.
And or its stations.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
You have that
idea? Write it, send it? Yeah. Do you want me to write it and send it, or do you want me to read it?
So, Mr. Chair, we've just read it twice. Does Jim Brown have... I'd like to hear Jim Brown's opinion of this. Ronald was next on the... Pardon me, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I have serious problems with it because...
Well, wait a minute, Jim. Ronald, you were next.
Well, I just seconded the motion.
Okay.
That's all I did.
Second.
Okay. Should I speak now?
Yeah, Jim.
I have serious problems with it because every dime that goes into the actual producing of my program, of our program, comes from our pocket. All we do is deliver it to the station, and the station airs it. We, over the past 19 years, we spent a lot of money producing that program. And we have received not a dime from Pacifica for that program. Not a cent. So I am totally against any kind of motion like that without a contract. We signed a contract 19 years ago to that effect.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information. May
yes,
I ask for...
Wait a second. Folks, I'm having a problem here myself as well. Because I think we agreed to hold the discussion on the agenda item as defined the following way, which is program ownership, okay? And I think that that's what we've been doing. I think we've done a good job doing that. However, there is also history. And the history is that the last meeting, we authorized the formation of a work group that was supposed to meet to work out whatever. I don't even remember. I'm like Diana. I'm not clear what the purpose of this is or what it's supposed to have been last month, but all I know is that we authorized a committee to be formed to work out a policy, I guess, or something, I would assume.
May I give you, my understanding of what we were supposed to do? And Lawrence Eric are there also, and they may have a better understanding than I do.
Okay.
But my understanding was that we...
Jim, can you hold on? Let me finish.
Go ahead.
The only thing I'm trying to say is I'm thinking that this motion right now is precipitous and therefore out of order. Precisely because the committee was supposed to meet, it was supposed to do some work, and I hear that only three people showed. I don't know how much y'all got done, but Jim said earlier that we're investigating ABC, whatever that is. So in that sense, if the committee is doing work or pretends to do work, then I think that by putting forth this motion now, Eric, I think you're circumventing, we would circumvent the work of the task force or committee or subcommittee, whatever we call it.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
How I'm generally reacting to this. Jim wanted to speak and Eric wanted to speak, so Jim and then Eric.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that motion is completely out of order until we complete our research and complete our work. We haven't done anything yet. We haven't pulled on any documentation, nothing that says that we can read that says exactly what we want. And I believe it's somewhere. Because Adriana's, she stated, and she has to get it from somewhere. But where is it? And we need to see it. And every programmer, everybody who produces a program for Pacifica needs to see it.
Verging on professional bloviators. No, I thought.
Folks, you need to mute your phones.
Okay.
There is some background conversation.
Of course, on program ownership.
Who is that speaking?
Well, that sounds like Tom O'Rourke.
I think that it's Mike Lewis, maybe.
It's Thomas O'Rourke.
Oh.
His phone is not muted, and he's having another conversation someplace. But I like to move that motion is out of order.
Well, I don't. I think I need.
I would like to hear. To consider ruling on it.
Well, what I was thinking of doing, but I'd like to hear from Eric.
Yeah. I have two points, possibly three. The first one,